90 Degrees South by Alejandro Barsani of RPI. 90 Degrees South utilizes an irrigation system in conjunction with a highly absorbent material called sodium polyacrylate to produce the slow emergence of a landscape. A thin layer of the white material is placed on top of a round surface. When water reaches the surface, the sodium polyacrylate expands 300 times, producing subtle undulations. The profiles of these miniature mountains are projected onto the walls of the gallery using a flashlight attached to a rotating mechanism. 90 Degrees South provides a contemplative point of view that allows us to witness and be immersed in the constant evolution of the landscape in its growth. The artist's work is an active exploration of the nature of perception and media representation in the form of sculptures, installations, and environments. Thus, with a non-spectacular use of technologies, he attempts to create a space for the experience of an ambiguous moment between the event and the effect, and so allow the viewer to have an instant where rational reflection, bodily experimentation, and emotional contemplation become undividable. In recent research, the artist has been fascinated by the idea of using physical phenomena as the main material for installations. He has started to incorporate gravity, heat, cold, and chemical reactions as a way to investigate how the human being deals with inorganic, wordless nature that surrounds him. 90 Degrees South was largely inspired by a Manuel de Landa essay called Non-Organic Life. In this essay, de Landa conceptualizes the notion of non-organic life, showing that matter self-organizes itself in non-stable equilibriums when facing critical points or bifurcations. The emergent organization is one model of many that exists as potential in a reservoir called the mécanique phylum. Following Deleuze and Guattari, the mécanique phylum is materiality, natural or artificial, and both simultaneously is matter in movement, in flux. In 90 Degrees South, one experiences a constantly changing landscape through a system with an unpredictable emergent typography. All the knowledge of the world is gained from our own particular point of view, or for some experience of the world, without which the symbols of science would be meaningless. In order to find new possibilities, we must begin by reawakening the basic experience of the world, of which words are the second-order expression. Wonderment is critical, since it allows us to stay open to the basic experience and thus create the possibility for change.